AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A lot of polling places are open around the country. Super Tuesday is not as competitive as previous election cycles. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's basically down to President Biden for the Democrats, Donald Trump for the Republicans.
More than a third of the delegates available in both parties' primaries will be awarded today in 16 states and American Samoa. Still, neither President Biden nor Donald Trump will end tonight as their party's presumptive nominee, though they can get pretty close. Next week is the earliest Trump could hit his magic number, followed by the president a week later.
Nikki Haley is still in the race for the Republicans. Charles Bolton in Mobile, Alabama voted for her, but what if Haley drops out?
I'll have to go with Trump because I sure don't want Biden in there back again. Yeah. Biden is a loose cannon. He's actually worse than Trump as far as I'm concerned.
Arizona independent Kyrsten Sinema says she's not going to run for re-election in the Senate this fall. Talks have ended with no agreement on a ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Hamas needs to sign off on an agreement.
What we're looking for and what we want, temporary ceasefire for about 6 weeks. That'll allow us to get more aid in and, more importantly, get all those hostages back with their families where they belong and reduce the violence. That's the deal on the table.
Palestinians say an Israeli airstrike killed at least 17 people in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. The Biden administration is announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's a significant reduction.
From an average of $32 down to $8. This will save consumers $10 billion a year, an average savings of $220 for the 45 million people who are charged late fees each year.
Lawmakers in Alabama have advanced legislation that would protect IVF providers. This is AP News. The Princess of Wales is being scheduled for a royal ceremony.
Officials say Kate will attend a Trooping the Colour ceremony in June. This would be her first confirmed major official duty since undergoing abdominal surgery. Kate, Prince William's wife, has been out of the public eye since January, when palace officials announced she was being admitted to a private London hospital for a planned medical procedure. They did not provide more details, but said she would not return to public duties until after Easter. The Ministry of Defence says Kate, who's 42, will inspect soldiers on parade during the ceremony on June 8. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Fox Sports says Caitlin Clark's record-setting game for Iowa against Ohio State Sunday attracted more than 4 million television viewers at its peak and was the most-watched women's regular season basketball game since 1999. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.